Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
So there's video proof of a UFO in Ukraine. And it's a disc-shaped object longer than the height of the Empire State Building. And it emerged on the horizon in Ukraine over one of their provinces. You know, there's a war going on over there. So they had a soldier out there with his drone. And he had guided his infrared quadcopter 500 feet for a reconnaissance mission. And it was really windy and struggling when he suddenly spotted the flat 1,300-foot-long UFO, which stood motionless despite the winds. Now, the soldier said, I was surprised, not quite fear. I haven't felt fear since the beginning of the war. But I can't believe that I caught this object on video. Now, a lot of people are saying, hey, you know, it's an atmospheric phenomenon. It's a balloon. It's an enemy aircraft. It's fracturing. It's actually a ship in the ocean that the way that the sun and the clouds are makes it look like it's in the air. But no. If you watch this video, and I'm going to play it for you now, I think you'll understand why it's a UFO.
Ні, що вони можуть пустити по нам? Ти що? Охренеть, ні хрена.
Що це за херня така?
Територія.
У любому.
А ну приблизь ще.
На місці стоїть, ти ж бачиш?
Та на місці, блядь.
А в тишок нічого не
сидить?
There it is. Yeah. So there's no question about it. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. Well, it's a sad day for a few people in America and not for Jeff Bezos. He's now number one. He's back to being the richest man in the world. Elon Musk has dropped down to number two. I don't know how he's going to get by. He's only worth $198 billion now. I know. I thought Bernard Arnault was at the top, but no. Mr. Louis Vuitton has dropped down to third at $197 billion. And Bezos has just kind of inched to number one at $200 billion. So it's a neck and neck fight between Jeff and Elon and Bernard Arnault. But I did love where yesterday there was an issue with Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp. They were all down. And I loved Elon was busy Xing. His post on X was, if you're reading this post, it's because our servers are working. So kind of funny, just to those knowing that the Facebook servers were down. Just kind of funny. And then it's a sad day for Elon. It's a sad day for Bernard Arnault. It's a sad day for Nikki Haley. She has dropped out of the presidential race today. Very sad. I didn't think she would, but she did. She's out. Have a nice day. Good riddance. Be gone. I think she was going to stay in forever, and she didn't. Then one of my favorite stories is a South Dakota senator, a state senator, is in trouble because he got into a fight with another South Dakota senator. So this Tom Pischke has lost his privileges to be on the floor at the South Dakota State Building because he was mad at another senator they got into a fight over whether Aunt Jemima was a true American success story from history. So they were supposed to do this commemoration that would mean Aunt Jemima was a true American success story that was erased from history. But the approval of the commemoration in the House didn't happen because this Representative Christian Conzett formally objected to the commemoration. So Pischke, P-I-S-C-H-K-E, did this horrific thing. He left a bottle of syrup on Conzett's desk. And because of that, he has been kicked out. That is outstanding. The House floor said it's been brought to my attention that you placed a bottle of syrup on a representative's desk. Therefore, I'm removing your privilege of coming on the floor of the House of Representatives and into the private House lobby for the remainder of the session. I will also be talking to the Senate leadership about this incident. So if you want to know why politics is so good, and by good I mean terrible, this is an example of why that is. I mean, they're fighting over whether Aunt Jemima should be have commemoration for being a true American success story erased from history. And because he voted, or I'm sorry, Kristen, I don't know how Kristen identifies, Kristen Conzett, was against it, he left a bottle of syrup on her desk, and that means he gets kicked out. Just really, really silly. He didn't pour it all over the desk. He didn't pour it all over her. He just left the bottle on her desk. Incredible. Evil. I mean, evil is what that is. Oh, and one more sad story. I forgot. Bowflex. Remember the fitness brand Bowflex? I mean, they were just monstrous for a long time. They have just filed for bankruptcy, citing a post-pandemic environment and persistent macroeconomic headwinds. Yeah, that's America right there. America is post-pandemic environment and persistent macroeconomic headwinds. Bowflex is just representative of America. So sticking with the post-pandemic environment and persistent macroeconomic headwinds, do you remember a time when vital medications didn't get rationed in the United States? I mean, that used to be something that happened in other countries, but not here. Well, unfortunately, things just aren't that way anymore. This is just one reason why you need to have the Jace case on hand. It's a personalized emergency medication kit that contains five essential antibiotics which treat the most common and deadly bacterial infections. It's customizable with dozens of add-on medications available, so you can choose the ones that best fit you and your family's needs. And it comes in a cute little Jace case pack. It has a little zipper on it, and it opens up, and you see the Jace case medications inside. And there it is, the Jace case. Now, if you think, well, I already have one. What do I need a Jace case? Do I need another one? Well, first of all, you may. You may want another one. Or you might want to buy someone a gift card for your family or a loved one so that they can get and customize the Jace cases of their own. Jace is simple. You go online, fill out a form, and then you get the prescription. You get the life-saving medications delivered right to your door. The Jace case gives you peace of mind so that you're not just hoping you have access to medication in an emergency. You actually do. Go to jacemedical.com Enter the code Jeffy at checkout. You get a discount on your order. Promo code Jeffy at JaseMedical.com. JaseMedical.com. Be sure to follow me on my social media accounts. You can follow me on X at JeffyJFR. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram if their servers are working. At Jeff Fisher Radio. You can follow me on YouTube, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. You can also email the show anytime, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. You can order a cameo from me at JeffyJFR on Cameo. That's not free, but you just, you know, sign on to the app and tell me whether you want me to be happy, glad, mad, sad, mean, whatever you need. And then I do the video. That's the way it works at JeffyJFR on Cameo. I'll be doing that until I hit the lotto, okay? There was not another winner last night. So we have a new jackpot for the Mega Millions. $687 million is the jackpot with $332.3 million cash payout. That drawing is going to take place Friday, the 8th of March, 2024. And then we have the Powerball drawing, which takes place tonight for those of you listening live, the 6th of March, 2024. $485 million jackpot with $232.4 million cash payout. So if I hit those, probably not going to be doing the cameos anymore. But you never know. You never know. I may show up here, do a little Chewing the Fat, throw it to Cameo, and then, you know, go away. But there's I love doing this so much that I might not go away. I might just rub it in your face and say, yeah, I'm here. I'm here doing Chewing the Fat, okay? Even though I won $687 million for a jackpot. Or even $485 million for the Powerball. Either one of those, I'm willing to accept. I know. I know. That comes as a surprise. I will say, even if I won the lotto, I don't know that I would spend $82,600 on an ice cream booth from The Sopranos. So a booth from a New Jersey ice cream parlor that was in part of the last scene of The Sopranos sold at an auction on eBay for $82,600. Remember the final scene of The Sopranos, which cut to black in 07? Remember everybody thought that the show, HBO cut it off! HBO, what was going on? I know it's a spoiler alert if you haven't seen the end of The Sopranos from 2007. But when they went faded to black there with Don't Stop Believin' playing by Journey as they were sitting in the booth, and then it just whoop, and everybody, HBO, what happened? We lost the feed. No, that's the way it was supposed to end. So it had they ordered onion rings for the table. They slid into the booth. So this Holston's in Bloomfield is a restaurant that's been in business in northern New Jersey since 1939. And Chris Carley, I guess, needed some extra cash. So he set an opening bid for $3,000 for the burgundy booth and the yellow Formica tabletop. And he was hoping to raise $10,000 to cover part of the $60,000 needed for a new floor and booths in the ice cream shop. And he got all of that. Got all of that for $82,600. So I will say the picture of the booth, there's not a there is not a jukebox on the booth. So maybe that was, you know, that was just for the show. And I will say I love the fact that there's a bottle of Heinz ketchup on the booth tabletop. So that right there makes this a winning booth. Anytime you can slide into a booth and have a bottle of Heinz ketchup there for you, that's a good restaurant. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. The actress Kirsten Dunst said in an interview with Marie Claire that she is finally at a stage in her career where she no longer feels nervous speaking her mind. Oh, isn't that special? Because I guess she did in the past. And she said, I feel at home sharing everything on the set now, which I'm sure goes over great with everyone working with Kirsten on set. It's just like, oh, she shares everything. Just show up and know your lines, okay? But she gave an example of when she was filming Spider-Man, which that first Spider-Man was, I mean, a long time ago. And she claimed that she didn't have the confidence to speak up. And she gave an example of how horrible it was on the set of Spider-Man for her and how she wished she would have, you know, spoken up. They called her a girly girl on the Marvel set. I know, those bastards. I don't know how she got by, but she did. She said they, you know, on the walkie-talkie, sometimes they would call me girly girl. We need girly girl. And I never said anything. I was like, you know, I would have been, hey, don't call me that. But I just couldn't say anything because it was so horrible, so horrific that somebody on the, oh, we need that girly, get us girly girl. Get us girly girl. And that was so horrific for her on the set of Spider-Man. And she just didn't say anything. And this was way before Me Too movement. Yeah. And she said that, well, she's made a conscious choice not to capitalize off the Spider-Man thing. Right. Okay. She made a conscious choice because I wanted to be an artist. And I decided to go the indie route and team up with amateur filmmakers. And it was just growing up and migrating to things that spoke to me. I always just navigated with my heart. Now, she also went on to say, and because that means that she's done with superhero movies, and those bastards who called her girly girl, we can't have that. No, I mean, that's just horrific. I don't know how she still survives today. But when asked, hey, you know, would you ever, you know, go back to the comic book world and, you know, superhero movies? Now, you would think that her answer would be no, because she doesn't want anything. She went the indie route, and she wanted to be an artist, and she can't take that. Hey, get us, girly girl. She can't take that, because that's too horrific. Well, you'd be wrong, because she said, well, of course I would. You get paid a lot of money. Yeah, you get paid a lot of money to do the superhero movies. And I have two children, and I support my mother. So, I mean, if they would ask me back to be one of these part of the superhero movie, I mean, I would just say yes, because I need the money. And I would be sure to speak up against those meanies when they call me girly girl. And it's just ridiculous. Now, of course, she's doing these interviews because she's promoting her new movie. Wow. Did you hear that sounder here on Chewing the Fat? That's breaking news. We have our man on the street, our reporter Chris Cruz for Chewing the Fat.
I'm here in the Washington, D.C. airport about to hop into an aircraft to go to the U.K. to cover some of the royals.
Okay.
But before I leave, I got to leave you with this one quick thing. Mitch McConnell, Senate Majority Leader or Minority Leader, whatever you want to call him, he has endorsed the Donald J. Trump. Back to you, Jeff Fisher, right at the studios.
Thank you, Chris Cruz, man on the street, for Chewing the Fat. We have breaking news anytime that Mitch the Turtle McConnell is in the news. We need to have it reported here on Chewing the Fat. Back to Kirsten Dunst. She is in the new drama Civil War, which A24 is releasing in theaters and IMAX this spring. That looks really good. It looks a little scary, but she plays a photojournalist covering an escalating war in a divided America. It's going to be interesting to see how that is portrayed. But there's no word whether during the filming of Civil War, they said, Get us the girly girl. Get us the girly girl, because she would have complained about that if they had. You know, we hear Kirsten complaining about being called girly girl over the walkie-talkies, but then we have people like Roman Polanski, who is 90 now, Mr. Film Hollywood director, still wanted in the U.S., over the rape of a 13-year-old Samantha Gailey in 1977. Now, he pleaded guilty to a lesser charge of unlawful sex with a minor, but when he informed a judge planned to rule out his plea deal and send him to prison, he moved to France. Then he Switzerland and Poland. Switzerland and Poland have said, we're not going to extradite him. So he's just living in France. Well, he's now on trial in France for sexual assault during the filming of a movie. And, they accused the Polanski for abusing her. he says that's a heinous lie. Wait, what? Roman Polanski, who's 90 now, is calling someone accusing him a liar and having a smear campaign? Hard to believe. Now, I understand. I understand. Innocent until proven guilty. Well, maybe not in, France, but here in America. But this guy's been, pretty much a Hollywood dirtbag for a long, long time. So, when I hear Kirsten complaining about being called girly girl, and then you have guys like Roman Polanski, raping underage women, kind of puts the whole girly girl over the walkie-talkies into perspective, doesn't it? Okay, so let's say you are living in a neighborhood and Roman Polanski is living next door. What are you doing with your life? That's when you got to move. You got to get out of there. When you absolutely positively have to sell a home, and let's face it, then if you sell one, you're going to have to buy one, and you just have to. You want real estate agents I trust on your side. Yeah, you want a company that's going to help you get the heck out of there and find a place to live. Now, Real Estate Agents I Trust is Glenn's company. He started it a long time ago because he was tired of dealing with incompetent real estate agents. And, he figured, maybe you would be tired of dealing with them too. He tried to sell his home in Connecticut, and it never could. He ended up selling it for a really, really low price, and it was unbelievable how he ended up selling that house, because he didn't think he was ever going to sell it, and it was because he had to deal with incompetent real estate agents. And so if you're buying and selling a home, you know how much it sucks. It's a lot of work, it can be confusing, and you don't want to be making a lot of mistakes, especially in today's economy. So the agents they work with at Real Estate Agents I Trust are the best in your area. They're the top sellers. They know the lay of the land and the best practices to get you and your family where you need to go, whether it's across the street or across the country. Most of these agents are fans of the show, so you'll have something in common starting out. Do yourself and your family a favor. Check them out today. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. Let's be honest. The name pretty much says it all. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. Yes, Chris Cruz has joined us here on Chewing the Fat. Hey, Chris.
Wait, you invited me. You yelled
How you
for
doing?
Me. You don't act like I just walked into
just stop
the door
by.
And I stopped
just stop by.
By
because you want to yap about the Royals.
Oh, my
Fine,
gosh.
I'll let you rap.
I was actually trying to post the Pat Gray Unleashed podcast.
I don't care. I don't care. Just play the Royals music because we're talking about Royals right now.
Which I'm okay. Twist my arm, why don't you?
Okay, so we know now that Harry lost his court challenge over security.
Sure did.
Right, he doesn't get security from the Royals anymore.
And if I remember correctly, the way he found out was he was surprised. It wasn't like, here's a letter, you lost the case. It was more of like, hey, did they come in security? Did the security people come in?
No, yeah, no, they did. Now they're gone. No, honey. No.
Prince Harry, no. Now they're done. Did not come.
Now, there's also a report that, this was just a rumor report about the king saying that he would ask Harry to take on some more royal duties, which we talked about before.
We did.
That could happen.
Well, that's the best scenario for Harry to get back in the royal is for dad to say, hey, I can't do this anymore.
Right.
I need some help.
Right. We've got William, who's struggling because the wife is sick.
Okay, so is she sick? Because now there's a rumor out there. And
what do you mean she's sick? She was in the hospital for days.
But like,
weeks.
There's conspiracy theories that is no longer the Kate Middleton that we know.
Wait, what?
So do we have like a facelift or a face off or two face?
Okay, so we said originally that she was in the hospital for a long time.
Yeah, for a hot. Right?
And now she's...
The baby factory to be removed. That's your theory. That's okay. Not official.
Right. It was one of two things. I believe that she had a DNC.
I don't think the Democratic Party has anything to do with her womb.
No, it's a D and insignia C.
Oh, I thought it was D.
Dilation and curtilage.
Yeah, because okay. We all know.
And that, well, hello. I mean,
dilation and curtilage.
When women have that, when women have that done, that's to clear the uterine lining.
That sounds so gross. I'm so sorry.
That means they scrape the uterus.
No.
Oh man. And first of all, you're not having any more babies, which I believe was the case. That she's like, no, I'm not going to be pregnant again because every time I'm pregnant, you're out.
This is just our. Well, this is Jeff's theory. That's not my theory. Sometimes I do agree with him, but I feel like this one is far off because remember. When the queen was alive, the plan was to replace every household with William's kids, right? Because that's how it works over there. It's you get this household and this is your little property. Yeah,
that's true.
So
yeah, right.
To
so
my
they all
understanding,
get it. Yes.
We are basically just kicking off Queen's kids and replacing them with William's kids. And if my math is correctly... they still need, I believe, one more kid.
So you're thinking
to finally evict everybody from their.
So what do we think that she had plastic surgery?
I think she's healing from plastic surgery.
And I could buy that.
She was pretty. Like there was nothing.
But
like,
the
oh
picture
my gosh,
we
that
saw
knows.
Of her in the car with mom, because we finally got a picture of her. Yeah. She's out and about.
She's out and about.
She was riding.
Well, was she out and about?
Well,
she was in a car.
She was in a car.
And she was not driving.
Yeah. And she was so.
Even though
she
was, in the correct spot for a driver.
No, she was in the correct spot for a driver in America.
In America, yeah. So it made no sense. I'm like, wait, she's not driving?
But they made a big deal out of her recovering and how it was so
the nurse
important.
Staff and like how nice they were
at the hospital,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they were like.
And then they made a big deal about how she's taking time to recover.
And then he leaves.
Like, well, she is like royalty. Other people have to come back to work.
Also, remember that William had to skip the Godfather.
Yeah, he didn't go to the funeral. It was the memorial.
Yeah.
Because so he died a while ago.
He skipped that.
Yeah, they sent Camilla, which is like a slap in the face.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'm sorry.
You know that. You know the Godfather turned on his grave.
I'm sorry. They sent... The queen consort? No, but they did.
So, what would... Okay, so to my understanding, this Godfather played an important role in William's life.
Yeah.
What is so important that you had to skip it?
Yeah, he couldn't skip that.
And then come home... And this is where they lose me on the conspiracy theory of, you know... This is not the Kate Middleton. Because if she was, I've never done, I'm all natural. There's nothing up here that is fake.
Wait, what?
Yeah, this is all natural.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, it's Puerto Rican blood. But why would he have to leave
if it was just, let's say, a cosmetic surgery. So now I'm back
Why he couldn't leave. Yeah.
Now I'm back on the Democratic Party. Removing her womb. Because then that is serious, right? There could be some bleeding. Yes, there could be some infection. The doctor forgot the gauze.
If you've known any females that have had that done, it is a big deal, man.
Do you?
Well, yes. I have witnessed that in the past.
Wait. You were in the operating room as she was getting scraped?
As the uterus was being scraped,
like
yes.
a freaking ice cream bucket?
I was in training.
You're in training.
Yeah, it was in training.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't like to talk about it.
I wouldn't either. So what? So in all honesty, what do you really think happened? Which one?
I think that she had her guts cut out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the baby machine is over, and that she's really struggling to recuperate. Now, if you're in and you're already getting the uterus scraped, you're already there.
Might as well just
Once you're in it.
Lift something.
Go ahead and take care of that too. I mean, the prince is like, maybe get a little lift on the breasts and maybe get a little.
I don't think William is a breast man.
Yeah, but I'm not saying bigger. You just get a little lift so they don't sag.
Yeah, okay, no, I get that. But if you look at pictures of the alleged second piece.
Yeah, the second piece.
There was nothing there either. There was I couldn't gotten you there if I seen the second piece having that.
Yeah, but she's gonna be the queen. And
The queen needs to be Sydney. Yeah, Sydney Sweeney, like the SNL.
Yes.
Which, by the way, can we just a little bit? Do you really think that's why she hosted SNL?
What do you mean? Because she's a talent and.
Yeah, blonde talent. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she was the model for the music video for that band that Pat Gray likes.
Yeah, I know.
So
I know they were also made such a big deal out of the video clip having all these views. I couldn't imagine why everyone was watching the video.
She was riveting. That little short speech at the end of like, thank you for watching. Oh my God, it's been an amazing time hosting SNL. Like, gratitude.
Here, look at my breasts.
That was okay. Like, bro.
Come on. That's all it was.
We all agree that it was bait and switch.
I don't think it was bait and switch. I was thinking it was just like, here you go. Mm. Yeah, just a bait. Here you go. Mm. Have a nice day. Which leads me to Kate, who is always looks great. But, you know, she had a couple kids now.
No, I'm sorry. This is the Jeffy persona where you have to criticize and everybody must be perfect. But in all seriousness, you know that is not true. You know that is not true. She's not from the Midwest. She's not from the Midwest.
You got it still, though.
What?
Still, you just got to, it's all just
she's
a little.
She's not.
Little, no, she's not. No, I know. But
exactly. So there's nothing.
Everybody wants a little touch up, a little tighten up here, a little perk here.
You're the problem.
There.
You know what? You're the problem. You sound like the freaking North Carolina border.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm more than happy to have females
female
in
president?
Charge. Absolutely. As long as, you know, they have everything buttoned up and the little nips are right and the tight here and there. It's all good.
Anything else you want to cover? Because we're so far off the.
I think we covered all the royals.
I think Harry, Meghan is going to speak at the South.
Oh
by
yeah,
Southwest.
We talked. I mentioned that yesterday on Chewing that she's going to be down at South by Southwest this weekend. Exciting times to hear her speak in Austin, Texas. I wonder if Harry will show up, if he'll be there or not. Probably not. But she's going to speak she's going to be on a panel with Katie Couric and Brooke Shields.
Oh, that's going to be riveting.
Right? I know. And also sociologist and DEI author Nancy Wang Yen is also going to be there. She's going to be joining Breaking Barriers, Shaping Narratives, How Women Lead On and Off the Screen. And that's going to be in honor of International Women's Day at South by Southwest.
Where's,
huh?
Where's my sounder? You know, whoever is your new producer, they move all my sounders where they used to be. So I'm gonna...
Oh, breaking news? Oh, no.
Live. Breaking news just happened.
Live on the scene. We have breaking news here on Chewing the Fat. Live on the scene. We go to reporter Chris Cruz live on the scene.
Hey, Fisher. I'm over here at the Colonel's Review where it was expected to have the Princess of Wales attend this. But after checking the website, it looks like she was quietly removed.
Wait, what?
So Kate Middleton's name was removed from the list of attendees for the Colonel's Review on Tuesday. So.
Oh.
What does that say?
Thank you, reporting live, Chrissy. I mean, she's out. She's just still recuperating. What are we talking
okay,
about?
Okay, so funny you say that because according to it was speculated that would be the official event for her to come back.
Yeah.
So it's not.
She's not 100%.
And according to this, it's because of, you know, her abdominal surgery.
Yeah. She's not 100%. So she's
But still, what does that mean?
What does it mean? She's still healing. She got scraped. She had the breast lifted a little. She had the butt tightened up.
For those of you that don't know, that it's on June 8, 2024, the event. And she's not going to be there.
Whoa, she's already canceled?
Yes.
3 months out?
That's I don't want to add anything
Holy
to this.
Holy cow.
But, and by the way, the Colonel's Review is the Trooping of the Colors, which is, you know, everybody's there.
It's embarrassing that you have to say that because we all know that.
Yeah, everybody knows that. You know, it's the famous picture because the little kids, they make faces.
So she's canceling 3 months out?
3 months out, bro.
All right, what's happening?
What's happening?
What is happening?
See, I don't think it's a facelift, right? Like everybody's saying because it's not the same.
Yeah.
Now, if it was, like it says here, this would have been, so it was speculated that the event would be one of her first appearances since her abdominal surgery, and then it was quietly removed, today.
They removed it this week.
Yeah, today at 9:45.
So they're clearing her schedule. She needs more time with her family.
Okay, see, I would have understand that if it was a celebrity. But you're the freaking next queen.
I know.
You have the best of the best. We know the freaking fly with their blood every time they go anywhere.
Yeah, something is going on.
You can quote
me on that. Something is going on.
I believe a surgical gauze may have been left inside. Or the ice cream scooper when we're scooping things out.
When they're scraping?
Yeah, and the melon.
They left the scraper?
The melon scraper, you know?
That's what they use.
I know. No, I'm not like... I also went to a viewing. But what does that say, Fisher?
I don't know. I want her to be good. I want her to be okay. I mean, I hope. I thought William was going to off the king. I didn't think he was going to off the wife.
She's attended all the events. She has never missed an event since 2011.
Oof, yeah, that's tough.
And now she possibly going to miss that one.
Possibly. So
if they remove the name, I'm saying possibly because I'm saying
she may that may happen.
It may happen, but yes. To quietly remove the name,
it might be, you know, her due people are taking her off of all events probably for the year, and then she'll revisit as she gets better. That's what's happening. There you go. I solved it for you. It's fine. Her due people are taking her off these events, and once she finds out, she'll be back. There you go. We're good. Thanks, Chris Cruz. My gosh, I could talk for another hour on these dinkleberries, and we have to...
By the way, the
No, we're done.
No, we're done.
I don't know if you know this, the report's over.
The announcement after the surgery was like, it's unlikely that she will return to public duties until Easter.
Right.
So...
But that's right, but Easter's
Easter,
right
March,
now.
March 31st is Easter.
Yeah.
The Trooping of the Colors is June 8th.
That's what I mean. This is just new
precaution.
People taking her off events, and she'll be put back on those events. Okay, thanks for stopping, Chris. Really good to see you. I appreciate it. Anytime you want to stop by, you feel free to stop by.
I really don't want to stop so by. You literally yelled at me.
Anytime you want to stop
I
by.
I don't care what he's doing. Tell him to come in here and do this. I don't care what he's doing.
You see where Amazon Prime has now won exclusive rights to stream a National Football League playoff game next season. Now, they have the Thursday Night Football agreement with the league, and that, I think they pay about $1 billion a year for those rights, for the Thursday Night Football rights to air the Thursday Night broadcast. But now they're paying the NFL... I think they paid $125 million for that one game, but I'm not. I know there. That was what was reported, and we'll see. I don't know that that was ever actually announced, but Amazon now has a couple hundred million subscribers worldwide. 80 million active Prime Video households in the U.S., and they're charging people an extra $2.99 a month to have Prime without commercials, which I have refused to pay, by the way. I'm putting my foot down, I'm drawing a line in the sand, and now I have to put up with commercials when I watch Prime. But they're going to be streaming not only the Thursday night games, but they get a NFL playoff game to stream on Prime. Pretty good. Now, I love the way that it's worded, is that the National Football League has let the let me word it the way they word it. Okay, Amazon has won the exclusive right to stream an NFL playoff game on Prime Video next season. So apparently they met some metrics on their Thursday night broadcast that earned them the right to pay the NFL another, you know, $100 and some million just to broadcast another football game, a playoff game. So we're going to get, NBC Peacock had the wild card game this between Kansas City and Miami. And then next year, I think we get another game, or they just... So I'm not sure if Peacock is going to get another game to stream, which we'll have to pay for. But we have, they'll have the other networks dueling over the other playoff games. So it's going to come down to we're almost going to have to pay for every playoff game now. Thank you, NFL. Appreciate it. We're going to have to pay, make sure that we have the streaming app that has decided to give the NFL a bunch of money to view the games. Now, for the most part, many of us already do have that. And I will say that, I went ahead and bought Peacock to watch the NFL playoff game. I got it. I watched both of them, as a matter of fact, because if you got it the night of the first game, you also had enough time for that first month to watch the second game. So you're just going to have to make sure that you are a subscriber to each and every app for darn near each and every game. All right, so I'm going to get out of here. I said my joke of the day today is really, it made me laugh all day. In my house, a long time ago, my wife was laying on the floor. This is not going to go where you think it's going to go. My wife is laying on the floor looking up at my kids are looking down on her. And no, it's not that at all. That's what I'm saying. It's not going that way.
Oh, Jesus. Weightlessness. Oh, Jesus.
Boy, how is that Jeff Bezos company coming with space these days? Because we don't hear about that at all anymore. That is long gone, man. Holy cow. But Elon's still flying rockets into space and going to the space station. Anyway, yeah, that's hello. Yeah, Blue Origin, man. What is happening? I mean, just nothing. Okay. All right, Jeff. No problem. So my wife is laying on the floor, and my kids are leaning over, and she takes a picture of them. And so, you know, you see the picture of them looking down on her. So I blew that picture up, and I hang it on the ceiling in our guest bathroom so that when you walk in the bathroom, you see, you know, these two faces looking down on you. I love that. All right. I love it. So the joke of the day that made me laugh is a video of a lady that says, my husband loves leaving me cute little notes. And the toilet is closed. And there's a note on top of the toilet that says, don't flush. Gone to get tape measure. Possible world record. Now, if that is seen in my bathroom, I'm looking. I am looking. I'm not going to flush, but I will open the top of the toilet. I mean, you have to, right? Is that just me? Okay. I don't need the sound effects. I mean, I'm just talking about opening the toilet. What are we even doing? Excuse me.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.